Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. The Caseville City Council will meet at 5:30 p.m. tonight at City Hall at 6767 Main Street. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to approve a $10 increase per 1,000 gallons for water service for Pigeon and Caseville Township. If approved, the increase will begin on January 1, 2026 and be reflected on the April 1, 2026 bill. The council will also review a request from the Caseville Chamber of Commerce to host Shanty Days for February 14, 2026. They have an entertainment tent in Riverside Park, a snowmobile show at Memory Park, and request for a temporary liquor license. Also, Kylie Braun, who is a CPA with Nitsky and Fapal PC Agency, will present the findings of the audit for 2025. And in Wayne County, Michigan, a portion of I-75 was closed Sunday morning, December 7th, after a semi jackknifed and blocked all lanes of traffic, Michigan State Police said. The freeway has since been reopened. A crash was reported around 8:40 a.m. along northbound I-75 near Dixie Highway in Lincoln Park. Upon arrival, troopers found a semi-truck and trailer that was jackknifed and blocking all lanes. 37-year-old Ohio man lost control of the empty semi while trying to correct a skid. Police said no injuries were reported. It is important to remember that speed and following too closely are the main causes of winter crashes, Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw said. I have said this often, but it's worth repeating. Weather doesn't cause crashes. Drivers do. And in Ann Arbor, Michigan, police are searching for a man who allegedly tried to break into a vehicle and fatally shot a dog as he fled the area. The man was dressed entirely in black with a black face covering, according to the Ann Arbor Police Department. Officers responded to a 4:05 a.m. report of a shooting on Sunday, December 7th, in the 800 block of Weldon Boulevard. Police said the homeowner confronted a man attempting to break into a vehicle in a driveway. During a confrontation, the resident's family dog exited the home. The suspect produced a firearm and shot the dog before fleeing the scene on foot. The dog was pronounced dead at the scene, police said. As the suspects fled, he fired multiple rounds, which struck another resident nearby, police said. No injuries were reported. The shooting remains under investigation. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call the Ann Arbor Police Department at 734-794-6920. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, looking at our national news. The Trump administration's latest national security strategy omits a dedicated section on the Arctic for the first time in several years, a shift that security analysts say could signal low public emphasis on polar issues, even as U.S. military and commercial activities in northern waters continue under separate policies and planning documents. And in our international news, Ukrainian military officials are signaling that they plan more complex sea drone operations against Russian forces in the Black Sea next year, arguing that uncrewed vessels have already helped push back elements of Russia's once dominant naval presence and could further disrupt supply lines and basing. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manners Professional Caring Staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality of care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors.